For WBAI News, I'm Linda Perry. Even though mainstream media is calling the Democratic presidential race all but over for Bernie Sanders, he picked up a significant win Tuesday night in Indiana. He won 53% of the vote to Hillary Clinton's 47%. This gives Sanders 93 more delegates. In a statement Tuesday night, Sanders said the Clinton campaign thinks the campaign is over. They're wrong. Maybe it's over for the insiders and the party establishment, but the voters in Indiana had a different idea. Sanders, who is campaigning in West Virginia, says the campaign isn't over for voters in that state or in Oregon, New Jersey, Kentucky, or in California, which votes on June 7th. There, 475 delegates are at stake. Sanders wants to debate Clinton in California later this month. Not counting superdelegates, Hillary Clinton has 1,701. Bernie Sanders has 1,417. 2,383 delegates are needed to win the Democratic nomination. On the Republican side, Ted Cruz dropped out of the race.
We are suspending our campaign. No! But hear me now. I am not suspending our fight for liberty.
At Trump Tower in New York City, Donald Trump claimed victory in Indiana, winning 51 out of 57 delegates. Trump is arguably one of the most divisive candidates in modern politics.
This country, which is very, very divided in so many different ways, is going to become one beautiful, loving country. And we're going to love each other. We're going to cherish each other. We're going to take care of each other.
Donald Trump is now on track to win the Republican nomination despite the Stop Trump movement. He has 1,014 delegates. 1,237 are needed to win the Republican nomination. Linda Perry, WBAI News, WBAI New York.